Do you want to know something we've all got in common? Here it is. We all want our home to be our happy place. Of course, somewhere we actually look forward to coming home to. Why not make your home your happy place with Wayfair and become a happy new resident of the Wayberhood? Wayfair welcomes all home decorating styles, so they make it easy to find the perfect product for your home, no matter your taste. Plus, the Wayberhood exists in every single zip code because Wayfair helps everyone create a home they love, no matter where they live. Wayfair is the go-to destination for everything home. And with plenty of styles to choose from, Wayfair also makes it easy. With fast and free shipping, they'll even help you set up what you get. To find your own happy place in the Wayberhood, just visit Wayfair on their website or through the Wayfair mobile app. Wayfair, every style, every home. Food trends come and go, but there's one that never seems to go out of style. The classic chocolate chip cookie. Oh, my favorite. And Famous Amos chocolate chip cookies are as classic as it gets, truly. They're made from the original recipe you know and love. I'm talking semi-sweet chocolate chips, a satisfying crunch. All together in a cookie you can't help but eat in one bite. It's everything classic in a cookie. Find Famous Amos cookies anywhere you buy your favorite snacks. Hey, it's Andy Cohen here with this week's chapter of Andy Cohen's Daddy Diaries podcast. The high highs and low lows of my life as a daddy to two kids and dozens of housewives. Joining me as always is my co-host, John Hill. Hey, John.
What's up?
Dude, we had quite a week. You were at war with your gym. I got back from filming the Vanderpump Rules reunion. Ben's taunting me. We've been playing lots of games.
You got numpty.
Yeah, I got called a numpty. I got roped into a British media firestorm. And yes, called a numpty. Ben was running around naked in our building. And I remembered my dear friend, Natasha Richardson. This is Andy Cohen's Daddy Diaries podcast. Monday, March 18th, 2024. John and I met in the park near my house last Thursday, I think it was. It was beautiful. I was in the park with Lucy. She was running around trying to feed the birds her nuts and raisins.
Feeding birds nuts.
Feed the pigeons. She killed
a few pigeons.
And then like a rat came out from behind me. I mean, it was a true city nature experience.
The biggest rat I've ever seen.
I was sitting there and there was rustling behind me and John's like, get up. Now
get up. I didn't want you to look. I just wanted you to get up.
Yes, I did.
And it was close to you because you see these videos of rats that jump and fly and bite the neck, and you were right inches from it.
As was my only daughter.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm glad you escaped.
Me
the clutches.
Too. Escape the rat. John, I once again went to Los Angeles over the weekend. My third 48-hour experience in Los Angeles, less than probably 40 hours in LA. And let me tell you, when I go to Los Angeles, I am inundated with chocolate chip cookies. Reason being, hear me out.
No one else here is eating them.
I get on the plane. So on American Airlines first, at the end of the flight, they make fresh chocolate chip cookies and they pass them out.
For first class.
I said on American First.
Yeah. I never had one.
Always say yes to the chocolate chip cookie. Like, it does not matter. I always say yes. By the way, in life, my motto is I always say yes to a chocolate chip cookie. I love chocolate chip cookies. I am powerless to chocolate chip cookies. At the hotel that I stay in, every night at bedtime, they leave chocolate chip cookies next to the bed. At the restaurant that I go to at the hotel, I never get dessert, but they always bring fresh chocolate chip cookies to the table. So I, and not to mention that last week when I went to Bruce's, I brought him Janie's chocolate chip cookies as like a, you know, thank you for letting me stay at your house this weekend thing. So I'm eating them like it's my job. And my face is as big as a face could be. There's so much square footage. I just feel like it's just large. It's just a big, large, round face. Now, yesterday, I was on the plane sitting behind one Ricky Martin. Do you think Ricky Martin took the cookie?
Are they vegan?
No.
Probably not.
Is there such a thing as vegan cookies?
Are you kidding?
Yes.
Yes, they're so good.
What would that be?
Vegan cookies are almost better than regular. I'm not even kidding.
Is that because they're so non-dairy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We just make it without
eggs.
They're
so good.
Oh, without eggs, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
I make them all the time.
No butter?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I love it. The Erewhon vegan cookies are literally
without eggs.
No, I promise you,
no,
they taste
so good.
Delicious. You
right.
don't yeah. miss the egg, Andy.
Got it.
It's really good.
Well, all I can
Ricky Martin passed.
Oh, he totally passed. He totally passed.
Because she's vegan, hardcore, I think.
Yes, she's vegan. Of course she passed. Yeah. Well, she also is smart. And looking at her body, he also happens to be on the show this Thursday. So that'll be fun. And also, by the way, he was with his two sons, one of whom is taller than him now. They're like 15 or 16. And I was like, okay, this is me in 10 years traveling. Like, hey, Dad. They're like, nice to meet you. I thought it was so cool, though, because they travel a lot with him and they were on tour with him. And I said to them, what do you do when your dad is on stage, thinking they were going to be like, play Fortnite? And this kid is like, he watches every show. And I just thought that was so cool that I was like, I hope my son has interest in me in 10 years, because right now it's starting to wane, you know, although he cannot stop calling me Andy Cohen, and he is taunting me with it. And I think, and he's like, he got in my bed this morning at 6:15. He's like, Andy Cohen, let's watch TV. I go, Ben, my name is Daddy. He's like, I know, Daddy Patty. He loves calling me that. And let me tell you something. Him calling me that, he's taunting me. He is calling me that because that's what strangers call me. And he is now turning it. He's co-opting it. And making fun of me with it. And trying to kind of demean me with my name, now that I think of it. I don't think Ricky Martin's kids are going around like, Ricky Martin, la vida loca. You know? So
drinking your bonbon.
Anyway. I loved seeing Ricky and his boys. And we'll be seeing more Ricky this week, and I am awash in chocolate chip cookies. That is my last trip to LA until May. So hopefully I will just stop with these cookies. Jeez Louise. Now, let me tell you, in preparation for what I was there for, which was the Vanderpump Rules reunion, I watched 7 episodes of Vanderpump Rules in 24 hours. The remaining 7 in the season. John, I think that people felt that it was off. I think that the start, people were super interested, and then they were like, oh, I don't know. I don't want to talk about this. I don't know if I want this redemption thing. I don't know how I feel about it. It's really good. I want to clarify, I don't produce the show. I'm not, you know, I don't, you know, it's not like The Housewives where I have a stake in this show. I really don't. Just as a fan of the show, it was so fun to watch.
And I have not watched this season, and yeah. I'm going to be on Jeff's show with Lala Wednesday, so I'm going to binge some, but I don't think, I might just cut in halfway
well,
through.
Well, let me tell you about Lala. She has become the voice of reason on the show. She, I think, has her best. I went into her before the reunion and I said, this is your best season. Without question, her best season. You know who else has a great season on this show?
Sheena.
Brock. Sheena's man. He really emerges as a voice of reason and super likable. I think cutting his hair gave him a superpower. The other one who I love to watch and who I think is emerging as a real potential player in this universe, Ali Luber, James Kennedy's girlfriend.
I played her in Radio Andy.
Yes, you did. Very funnily,
really had
you did.
To do some. Very,
you dug. You dug deep for that. But she was. She's great. And the reunion. What was interesting about this reunion? Look, nothing could be as heated as last year, but a lot of the topics were incredibly intense and electric. They were all calmly discussed, which I really appreciated it. It was not, of course, there were flare-ups and screaming, but it was not, specially given last year, sitting in that space. It was so, but it was really, I really enjoyed it. We shot until I thought I was going to be done by about six. It went until something happened at the end, which I'll tell you all closer to the time. And we wound up then, it wound up adding a big chunk of time to it. And I will say this, there are two kinds of reunions that I in my experience, the kinds of reunions that when I leave the taping, I either want to engage the producers more about it, and I, on the way, wherever I'm going, I immediately am on the phone with producers, and occasionally I'm texting cast members. Maybe the next morning I check in on some people, see how they're doing or what they thought, or the total converse, where I just want to go home, have a tequila, listen to music, and forget about the entire affair. This was one that I was wanting to engage in. Talk to Alex Baskin on the way home, talk to Lisa Vanderpump, was really kind of doing rounds a little bit because there was so much to talk about, and it was compelling. So there you go. That is my report. Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Ben and I have been playing a new game before bed where we play Daddy, which is our
version.
Now, what? Excuse me?
What?
So last night I put him in and he goes, can we play that game again? I go, what game? He goes, where I'm the daddy and you're the kid. I go, okay, yeah. Now this is my favorite game to play with him. And here's why. Two reasons. I can torture him and I can lay down while playing it. Now this is like my favorite thing in the world. So I lay my head down on his pillow next to his little toddler bed. And so I'm on the floor, but I lay my head down and I pretend to be the kid. And he's like, wake up, little boy, wake up. And I'm like, daddy, daddy. And he goes, well, what do you want for breakfast? And then I just yell like a million things at him like he does to me. Basically, I serve back everything he does to me. Have I already said this on the show before? No. And then I'm like, and wipe my butt, daddy. I have poo. Clean up my poo. And he's like, you're too old. I don't clean up poo anymore. I'm like, yes, you do. I go, Lucy has poo too. Clean it. Clean it. So every single thing. And he'll be like, come on, we're going to watch TV. I'm like, I don't want to watch TV. I want to do this. Like, I am a nightmare child. He doesn't realize that I'm mirroring, but it is causing him to kind of think on his toes and maybe put himself in a different, you know, so I'm really enjoying it. You play that too?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I do the same thing. I'm like, this is what a nightmare you are.
Right.
How does it feel?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I like. Anyway, and then I'm like, okay, I got to go to bed. And then he yells at me because I'm, you know, then he yells at me for me leaving the game. But it's fun playing daddy. It's really, really fun. My dear, sweet mom, did you see her post on Instagram?
Yeah, I did.
She is out there. She has this sign-up sheet. Or it's a petition. She's getting signatures in Missouri to try to put abortion on the ballot. The Republican-run state legislature doesn't want to put abortion up for vote. They don't want the will of the people. They want their will, or they're scared that it won't reflect whatever their will is.
Of course.
So, but if you get a certain number of signatures on the petition, I guess. So she went to a party the other night and she got signatures and she's walking around. If anyone in Missouri wants to sign my mom's petition, she should set up a little like stand or something. But she said she was at this, she was at a fundraiser for another Democratic candidate. So it was all like kind of like-minded people, I guess, who wanted to sign it. And then it's just putting the will of the people on the ballot. If more people in Missouri don't want abortion, then that would be the way of the law in Missouri. So seems very fair to me. But she was like, you know what was great when I was walking around with this petition and people were signing it? I said, what? She goes, no one referred to me or introduced me as your mother. And I was like, she goes, because, you know, I'm getting sick of it. Yeah. And I said, you know what? I don't blame you. You're your own person. You're doing something great. Yeah. It's why Ben is taunting me, saying, Andy Cohen, you know, everyone in my wake is living a nightmare. Jesus, I'm sorry. Except for John Hill.
Right. I'm never referred to as Andy's ex-boyfriend or Andy's co-host, ever. That's fun.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Well, poor Clifton. I mean, you know, do I refer to him by his name? Well, my ex. Anyway, my most recent. I mean, you know that he was outed to his father by like the National Enquirer who called his father at home. I mean, that is terrible. So you think you have it bad. Well, maybe you have it worse. I don't know. Anyway, yes, I know being in my wake is terrible. It's just.
No, it's a privilege and an honor.
Oh, you're kind. You were telling me, John, that there is a gym at the new Sirius building in LA.
I don't know if you should ask me about this. I'm not in the right headspace. I don't want to be too mad. I'm trying to give it over. I'm trying to be serene.
It's a bit of a humiliating story. It's humiliating. John...
This gym is gorgeous, and I applied 2 years ago before it was open, and they said, sure, we'll take a look at your social media, and it's going to be this amount a month. Come on in. And then
so
I
basically,
didn't join
if you have a bigger social media imprint, these gyms in LA give you a discount?
Not officially, but like, listen,
sometimes
it's I'm not looking for any handouts, but they were like, we want you here at the gym. You're looking good. You like your vibe.
Right.
Here's a not so crazy amount a month. So I didn't join immediately just because I wasn't in town a lot and I stayed at my regular gym and then I went back in. Now, listen, I want to say a lot of my, I know some people who go to this gym and there's a lot of like OnlyFans toe sucking, hoe bag, titty. Like, I mean, not that that's, I'm very supportive of that.
Yeah,
I am a professional broadcaster who happens to be very fun, chill, and I look great as well sometimes, perhaps, maybe.
Okay.
No, these guys are all getting like free memberships a month.
Okay. These.
But I go in there and I said, hey, remember me? I would like to join the gym after all. And they're like, yeah, it's going to be your life savings. And I was like, okay, let me just remind you. Here's the original email y'all sent. You like my vibe. You think I'm cute. You want to give me like the rate you're giving these
right.
absolute hookers.
Yeah.
And then I didn't hear back. Then I emailed again. Then I had a couple of friends be like, hey, our friend wants to join. Answer his email. Nothing. Call a couple times. Then I went in person and I looked cute. I had my crossbody bag on. I had some shorts so they could see what I'm working with, but also a cute little top so they could see my tits. And I was so cool and so chill and my vibe was smooth. And I was like, what is up? I just got off the air. SiriusXM has 33 million subscribers. And I'm talking all about how cute your gym is. And they were like, it is not a fit. And I had to walk out. And they were like, but we encourage you to apply. And I was like, but you already approved it. And they were like, oh, okay, yeah. I mean, you still can join. But it's like full. It's this so much money and an initiation fee. When I'm already accepted. I just want to go to that cute gym. They have a pool. And I'll say nice things about it. I won't say that it's a bunch of hookers anymore. I'll take that back. When I join, I'll say it's a bunch of amazing people you want to be around all day, which is true.
Oh my God, John. Well,
I mean, what was the question?
Yeah, you. Okay. Well, good. Okay. Good luck getting into that gym now.
Back with more from this week's Daddy Diaries after this.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease and a whole lot of love, you transform 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. LED headlights, spoilers, whatever you need. eBay Motors has it at affordable prices. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on Auto Trader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Wednesday, March 20th, 2024. I had a live show last night, and Lucas Gage and Katie Maloney were on. And boy, every time that Lucas is on, we just start a flirting. And that started here on the radio. Anyway, I was leaving for the show and Ben was, getting ready to shower. He's really into showering these days. And he was naked and he's like, can I go in the, can I press the elevator button for you? 'Cause he loves to press the button for me anytime I leave. And I said, no, you're naked. And he goes, come on, come on. I go, no, Ben, you can't go in the hallway naked. He's like, please. I said, no, they won't let you. He goes, well, who's they? I go, well, just they. I go, it's society. the rule makers, they. He's like, well, no. So then he grabs this coat that's laying there of mine, this huge coat, and he puts it on kind of front ways, like a hospital smock.
And like a straight
of course,
jacket.
You know, and he doesn't zip the back, of course, so his little tushy is, you know, hanging out. He's like, now can I go? I go, you know what? This is adorable. Yes, fine. So he runs out, and then he did that thing that he does, which is he presses both buttons to torment me. And then it turns angry, and then I'm yelling at him in the hall, and he's half naked, and I'm like, oh God, this is, someone's going to see this. This is very, very bad. Anyway, everything worked out okay. And the show last night was super, super fun. It is fun. Vanderpump heating up. People seem to love the Valley. The Smith sisters loved it. Just heard their review. So John told a story about getting rejected from the high-end gym that's in the SiriusXM building in LA. And you have an update, you told me, on that, right?
Oh, well, after I did kind of go off on them, they did send me an email saying, like, because they were like, well, we'd be happy for Andy to come.
Oh, you know? Oh no.
And you can continue with your application process. And then I was like,
are you kidding? That is terrible.
Again, I was willing to pay full price. I just, it's a long story, but I didn't need any, like, major favors. But I wanted them to waive the initiation fee.
Well, that seems
that is
fair.
A waste of money. And yes. Also, I was approved. Long story, but right. Whatever.
That's terrible.
I was like, all right, well, I was like, cool. Let's discuss. So let me know about that initiation fee. And then I was going to just go ahead and join and pay. And then they never responded to that. So I rejoined my old gym where
good.
I was always happy there. It makes me snatched.
Yes,
I love the people. I love the place. It's just a little bit far. And I think God allowed me to dodge a influencer-y bougie bullet.
I agree.
I wouldn't spit on those people if they were on fire.
Oh boy.
If I walk by that gym and it's on fire and they say, take a piss on us to put this flaming flame out, I would laugh in their goddamn weight machine faces.
John is still, as you can see, living in gratitude.
I am. I'm gratitude that I don't have to see these insufferable C-list Instagram losers pumping away while looking at their phone.
Do anyone
not taking their fitness seriously?
Can you just, for the sake of example, is there anyone that you and I both know that works out at that gym?
It's the life coach / OnlyFans hybrid guy in WeHo who goes to that gym.
Got it. Okay. Well, there you go.
I'll send you one right now.
Okay. All right. Thursday, March 21st, 2024. Today was photo day at Lucy's school.
Aww.
And I had a very specific way I wanted her hair, which we did, which is kind of parted on the side with like a little bow, kind of keeping it together, and put her in this little kind of, for lack of a better word, it's kind of an Easter frock, even though she's a Jew through and through. And when I tell you that, and also, by the way, she's turning 2 in a month, so it's so hilarious that they have photo day at this school that's not even a nursery school. I don't even know what it is. But she refused to smile. She looks like a prisoner of war. She is, it looks like a mugshot. I mean, she is... like that she was pulled over. They're like, all right, Lucy, here, we got to take your picture for identification purposes. She's like, come on. I mean, it is Lucifer. It's wild. Anyway, so that's Lucy's first photo that we'll have forever and ever and ever. No smiling. I'm like, smile, Lucy. No, trying to sing a song. John sent me a Instagram profile for one of the influencers who goes to the gym that John would not piss on were it were on fire. And I clicked on the profile and I was like, oh Lord, let me see if I've ever DM'd with this random influencer. And it turns out that in 2017,
yep.
7 years
ago, it looks like
we had a little back and forth, but nothing. I've never met the person.
I mean, me and that guy also, he's a nice guy. He's a prostitute, but he's a nice guy.
Okay, well, that I don't know. And I would also like to say, I don't engage in those kind of services.
No, not. He's an out and about WeHo, you know, influencer who gets a free gym membership for being a whore. Now, I'm a professional, cool person who is on the radio. I'm a thought leader, and I just want to be at your gym to elevate you. Yet you're a scum sucking institution, bottom feeding off of the worst in LA, and I'm sitting here looking professional and snatched. But go ahead, do your thing.
Oh my God. I want to say, I mentioned this. Well, I didn't just mention it. I mean, I went all the way in the other day on my Instagram, just paying tribute to our friend, John Natasha Richardson. And it's the 15th anniversary of Watch What Happens Live this year. We started 15 years ago. And the other thing that happened 15 years ago is that we lost one of the greats in the acting world and one of the greats in my life, and someone who opened up a window into a whole other universe for me. And I would say there have been two people that have done that for me in a really significant way and a similar way. And one is Barry Diller and the other is Natasha Richardson. And Natasha, man, I met her through John Hickey, who I talk about all the time, who is the great actor and now director. He directed Plaza Suite, which is a huge hit in London right now, starring Sarah Jessica Parker and Matthew Broderick. And he was co-starring in Cabaret with Natasha. And that's when I met her. I want to say in 1999 or 2000. And she just, you know, and John and I started dating about 4 years later, or 3 years later, and John hung out with her a lot. John, do you remember the first time you met her, or do you remember your first impressions of her being?
There was one night where she and I got to dinner first when we were all going to meet, and she and I met first, and she had a one-on-one with me.
Uh-huh. And was she trying to figure out who you were and stuff?
She was fascinated with that I had been from Texas, from a conservative family who didn't accept gay people. She thought that was really fascinating. And she wanted to know kind of all about that in a lovely way, you know, and just to kind of. And so we kind of went right in.
Yeah. And she loved you. And we had some great times with her. Together, you and I, and she was just, man, she was the ultimate hostess. She was the ultimate ringleader of putting people together. I met so many people. I met Ralph Fiennes through her and Tom Hollander, who's now starring in Capote, and obviously Liam, and I've watched her boys grow up, and she just opened a window in life that I wouldn't have. Yeah. She really taught me about the finer things in life, as I said on Instagram, and not just kind of travel and wine and all that stuff, but really about the importance of, you know, friends getting together and quality time and good conversation. And she was there at the beginning of, she would have hated the role that phones have played in everyone's life and social media.
Yeah.
She would have hated that lunatic Trump. I mean, she hated him then, but she just, I don't know. I just miss her so much. And when you, I think it, to give you, you know, I posted about her and posted a slideshow and people were like, every time I see the Parent Trap, that's how I envision Natasha Richardson. And I have to say that mom character in Parent Trap, that very much was how she was. And yeah. I think the character that she played later in life in Made in Manhattan, which was really a diva and kind of, there was something, Natasha was not that character, but there was, I guess that there was a jet set element of Natasha. She was very jet set. And that character, very stylish and jet set and diva, that was also kind of her, but to, you know, really tamp down, because Natasha was also, she was just kind of also really an earth mama, in the best sense of the word. But anyway, I just can't believe, I was texting a friend today who said, who's another gay dad who I get together with occasionally and commiserate with. And he said, you know, it's been a month since we last hung out. And I was like, wow. And just time seems like such an evil little mistress these days. I mean, it just, when I think that it's the idea that Watch What Happens Live has been on for 15 years just totally flips me out. And I can't believe it. And it feels like a minute, yet it does feel like a long time. But the idea that Natasha has not been on this earth for 15 years is just stunning to me. It doesn't seem possible. And it freaks me out, because if those 15 years went so quickly, the next 15 years are going to go way quicker. So that really flips me out. And I will say one other thing I wanted to say in relation to Watch What Happens Live and Natasha. I'll never forget, she passed away the day after St. Patrick's Day. And I took the week off, just kind of commiserating with our friend group and mourning together and remembering. And it was such an emotional week. And I went back to work on that Monday, and I remember Lauren Zalesnik and Frances Barrick. I remember sitting there. I remember sitting at the table. I remember the room we were in. And they said, Michael Davies has brought to us a budget that would enable us to do Watch What Happens Live, which was at that point a web show, that would enable us to do it on TV once a week. They basically were offering me the show, which was wild because I was in charge of programming at the time. So it would have gone through me, but this didn't. It really went through Francis because it was, you know, it was just, you can't green light your own show. And it was, you know, and it should have. And I just remember thinking, this should be the most important day of my career. There, you're being offered your own show once a week for 12 weeks, which I thought was going to be canceled, by the way, after 12 weeks. So it's a wonder that we're still going. But Natasha leaving us just put that in such perspective. And I'm not grateful for her leaving, but I am grateful for the perspective, because it held me back in a way to make me think, this is absolutely incredible, but it's not the most important thing. She's still not here. So I was so grateful to start this Watch What Happens Live journey with that perspective. And I just wanted to say that. So that's the end of me talking. Anything you want to add, John?
No, it's very beautiful. I don't think I'd heard that full history, actually, from
as it related to Watch What Happens Live.
Of that. Yeah.
It's wild.
Mm-hmm.
That's all for this week's edition of Andy Cohen's Daddy Diaries podcast. To hear every minute of my Kiki with John, plus interviews, news, and more, you can listen to my SiriusXM channel, Radio Andy, anytime on the SiriusXM app. We'll see you right back here with more Daddy Diaries next week.
Radio Andy, always unpredictable. A SiriusXM podcast.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
I didn't have the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.